Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Such a good song. Be a shame if they cut it out early.
Oh, wow.
Oh, were you guys watching last night?
No, woo! But I heard about it.
We have a statement from CBS.
Come on, you guys didn't notice I just cut the song abruptly?
I love it. Sam, I love it. This is the statement from Billy Joel's verified account from CBS. A network programming timing error ended last night's Billy Joel special approximately 2 minutes early in the Eastern and Central time zones. We apologize to Mr. Joel, his fans, our affiliated stations, and our audience whose viewing experience was interrupted during the last song. We all know what that means. It's Piano Man. Listen to this. Due to the overwhelming demand from his legions of fans, Billy Joel, the 100th live at Madison Square Garden, will be rebroadcast in its entirety on CBS April 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern, which I think is like 8 here or something.
I also think that wasn't it either delayed or the first 30 minutes were covered up by some golf tournament or something?
Oh, really? By some golf tournament?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's happening with Billy Joel first, and then we'll go back to golf because it wasn't funny. But it's funny. From Awful announcing on Twitter, evidently CBS was no longer in the mood for a melody. They looked market by market. If you were watching in Chicago, it got cut off at the word beer. If you were watching in Indianapolis, you guys got cut off at the B in bar. They sit at the bar and put bread in my jar. Still in the Navy. I feel like at the end of The Sopranos, they meant for it to end that abruptly.
Right.
This was not supposed to end that.
Not supposed to happen.
Abruptly.
Now, wouldn't it be funny, though, if in The Sopranos, they did have a true ending and the camera, they just ran out of film or something?
Oh, people were waiting. Like, did something happen? Like, what is happening?
Should we put more film in the camera? Nah, we're good.
Let's not. It's going to be totally fine.
Now, I think that you can see the Billy Joel special on Paramount Plus if you are a subscriber.
And then CBS, again, is going to do an oops, we screwed up. And so if you want to just fast forward, you know, to the very end where you could see the buh in bar, they are going to make that available once again live at Madison Square Garden.
Now, I love
April 19th. 9 p.m. Eastern.
I love Billy Joel, and I had the pleasure of seeing him live, and it was amazing, and I would have been very upset had, for whatever reason, the concert be cut short live in person. But if you want to watch a video of Billy Joel singing Piano Man, there's this incredible new site. It's a catalog of a bunch of different videos that you can watch.
I know.
It's called YouTube.
I know, but...
And if you type in Billy Joel dash Piano Man...
When I got home last night from my
over and over
weekend in the Ozarks, from which I am still recovering, I walked in and Chris was glued. He is the world's biggest Billy Joel fan, glued to this live at Madison Square Garden, right? And the way it was shot, the way it sounded, everything was just amazing about it. And so I think if you're sitting down ready for an evening with Billy Joel, it's one thing to say, yeah, you can go find Piano on YouTube. I mean, I could play Piano Man right now on my cell phone. It's another thing that you've watched the entire thing and you're waiting for the finale.
It's
a special
event.
Yeah, for him to take the bow and to come out. I mean, that's what was cut off.
Could you imagine being the news anchors? Just wide-eyed.
Time
going,
to check the weather,
oh,
Bob.
Hi. Yeah, let's go check the weather.
Well, and here's the other deal. Can you imagine being on the assignment desk in any of the newsrooms where the phones started exploding, thinking it was the fault of the affiliates, which it was not?
Oh, you mean the pitchforks outside?
Yep. Yeah.
I've been on the phone with these kinds of things
we
before.
We all have. Where is the bold and the beautiful? Mm-hmm. I'm like, ma'am, we're at war. I'm sorry, you're going to have to find it later.
It's like a modern version of the Heidi Bowl.
Yeah.
From 1968 when NBC... cut off a football game between the Raiders and the Jets so they could air Heidi, the movie.
Yeah.
Or that one NBA Finals game back in 1994 that they cut away from to show some white Bronco going down some highway in LA.
Right. And you just teed this up for me. Thank you for that. O.J. Simpson is to be cremated. Don't care. Brain will not be studied for CTE. Also don't care. But here's why we're reading this. The executor to Simpson's estate... or what's left of it, says the former NFL star's entire body and brain will be cremated on Tuesday. As you know, he died last week at the age of 76. He will reportedly be cremated this week. There are no plans to have his brain donated for research.
Now, that is an update to a story that broke last Friday.
That they might have wanted Boston to look at the brain.
Correct.
Here's why I don't want them taking that brain to Boston,
because
which is the center of all CTE research. You do not want them to find one shred of one thing, of one thing, of one shred where anyone could possibly say, well, that's why he almost decapitated his wife and slaughtered Ron Goldman. No, thank you. He is a double murderer. He will die a double murderer. And I don't need to look at his brain to know that he was homicidal. Longtime Simpson attorney and executor of the former NFL star estate said he signed the paperwork. His family did not approve of having the brain examined for CTE, which kind of surprises me. I don't care, but I'm surprised. You would think the family would want an excuse for why he did what we all know that he did.
Well, I think the family is still firmly planted in the camp that he didn't do what we all know that he did.
Right.
But it was really weird last week, the story that came out of the thought that Boston might want the brain, because it wasn't Boston saying that. It was just a bunch of other internet sleuths.
Yeah, Boston's probably like, we're good. We've got a lot on our plate over here. We do not need to look at the brain of O.J. Simpson. And by the way, that same attorney, let me look this up, made some statement to the effect over the weekend, says he will do everything in his power. This is how despicable these people are. To make sure none of Simpson's estate ends up with the Goldman or Nicole Brown's family. Here's the direct quote. It is my hope that the Goldmans get zero, nothing. Them specifically, he says. And I will do everything in my capacity as the executor or the personal representative to try and ensure they get nothing.
There's a lot of sentiment toward that, agreeing with that on the internet.
But why? The civil judgment stands. He was found guilty by the preponderance of evidence in
civil judgment. Right.
That civil judgment stands.
I don't disagree with that, but we go back to the conversation that we brought up after his death and the entire show that we did about him. And the racial tensions at the time, and those still play a heavy hand in people's feelings about it.
Simpson said toward the end of his despicable life that he lived only on his NFL and private pensions, that hundreds of valuable possessions had been seized as part of that jury award. And Simpson was forced to auction his Heisman Trophy, which fetched $230,000. So we'll see.
Something tells me he didn't worry about where his meals came from in his final days.
I don't think that he did either.
Just an assumption.
Lord. 913-586-7798. Much more straight ahead. You are listening to Dana and Park. Scott will be back on Friday. Stick with us for more. So we have the update, and Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been sued for $10 million by the crash victims in the crash where he's alleged to have been driving, I believe, a Maserati and then
a Lamborghini Urus SUV. Yeah.
Apparently,
and then his buddy was driving
left the
a
scene.
Corvette leased in his name, allegedly.
So listen to this. The plaintiffs are two people from Dallas County. They are suing for severe injuries, including trauma to the brain, lacerations to the face requiring stitches, multiple contusions about the body, disfigurement, internal bleeding, and other internal and external injuries that may only be fully revealed over the course of medical treatment. A second driver, by the way, charged with causing the crash, Theodore Knox, is also named in the lawsuit. I'm curious, too, when something like this happens, is it the insurance companies that are on that hook for $10 million? Like, if you have a big, fat umbrella policy, not that I think anyone in their young 20s would be smart enough to surround themselves with anyone that would explain that stuff, but if they don't have an umbrella policy, who pays that? Is that just out of pocket?
Ooh, had they stayed, allegedly,
yeah,
because they allegedly fled the scene, I think insurance would step in here. But since they fled the scene and are now charged with 8 counts, each of them, I think it falls out of their pockets. Now, you had said $10 million. I'm seeing $10 million all over the stories, but I have the filing sitting in front of me that says damages of up to $1 million.
I think overall it is 10, Sam, because somebody really got into the weeds of this at the Dallas Morning News, and they are reporting 10, and then everybody picked it up. Separately from the civil case, by the way, Rice also faces 8 criminal charges in connection to the high-speed crash.
By the way, the plaintiffs are Edvard Petrovsky and Irina Gromova.
Okay.
They were in a Lexus at the time of the crash, and
they were both driving 2 of the 6 cars involved in the crash.
Yeah.
The lawsuit states that they had their seatbelts on at the time. They are suing for negligence and punitive damages. Listen to this. Rice has amassed both fame and wealth. With that good fortune also comes responsibility. However, and this is in the lawsuit, Rice did not abide by the principles of prudence and responsibility, March 30th, 2024. Despite his physical abilities and responsibilities as a public figure, Rice raced a high-powered vehicle through the public roads of Dallas County, lost control, and injured several innocent people.
And it cannot be ignored that, because we had this discussion on Friday, I know you were off, about the difference between kids making dumb decisions and racing. We never condone that. But when you do it on a highway in the middle of nowhere where there's no other cars on the road, that's one thing. We cannot ignore that this was on the North Dallas Central Expressway,
God,
one of the busiest highways in the city of Dallas, which, if anybody's driven in Dallas, are always busy and always horrible, at 6:30 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon.
So listen to this. The Dallas Morning News is reporting that a police affidavit states that Rice was driving the Lamborghini rented in his name at 119 miles an hour just 4 seconds before the crash. The second vehicle, a Corvette driven by Knox and registered to Rice, was going 116 miles an hour.
They slowed down to just over 90, 91.5 miles per hour, about a half second before impact, or a second and a half before impact.
You know, someone said to me a couple of weeks ago, who happened to be an attorney, he's not going to do any time for this. And I said, you know what? I disagree, because they were accused of leaving the scene. And somebody said to me, in the state of Texas, like, you can do a whole lot on the roadways. You cannot flee. Like, once you flee, it ticks it up to a much, much higher level severe felony, which is, I think, why we're seeing the charges that were brought, as well as the number of charges brought. Good God. A police report obtained by ABC affiliate WFAA said marijuana was found in both cars, along with a playbook for the Kansas City Chiefs, a $16,500 check and credit cards. Also had the Kansas City Chiefs.
And don't forget a diamond chain.
Playbook in the car. Let's go to Ashley in Kansas City. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, I am not one for frivolous lawsuits, but if that's what it's going to take to teach this kid, hey, you don't do this on a Dallas freeway, then that's what it's going to take. This is unfortunate. I think the NFL needs to do a lot better at preparing these kids. I mean, they're kids to get this kind of money in their hands and have that kind of control. I would hope that the parents do it, but we've seen time and time again that they don't. I've driven to Dallas multiple times for work. I have tried it at 2 a.m. I've tried it on Saturday mornings. I've tried it all the time to avoid Dallas traffic. It is stupid. I swear it's the armpit of America because of the traffic. But don't do that. Just don't. And we have, I wish that the NFL, rather than just handing these kids all this money, would say, okay, we're going to give you $1 million now, and we're going to give you $1 million in 6 months, or, you know, so they aren't just having $20, $30 million dropped in their lap.
Yeah, man. I don't know how, though, you can say to somebody, this is the fair market value for what you do for a job, but because you're so young and you might be irresponsible, we're going to parse it out to you in chunks. I mean, you wouldn't say the same thing about Caitlin Clark.
Well, that's not even really what they do, though, because you have mandatory contracts as a first-round draft pick. They cannot pay you a ridiculous sum of money. They have rules around what you can get paid as a first-round draft pick. And they sit you down and they say, hey, just so you know, you're about to step into an entirely different world. You need to make sure that you are on your A game at all times, because you not only represent yourself, you are a brand, but you represent the brand that is about to pay you a couple million dollars to throw, catch, or run with a ball.
Okay, but does it bother anyone else just a tad that this is part of the lawsuit? Follow me here. Rice has amassed both fame and wealth. With that good fortune also comes responsibility. However, Rice did not abide by the principles of prudence and responsibility on that day. Here's why that bothers me. I don't give a hot damn if you have amassed fame or wealth. I would argue when you are behind the wheel of a car that would go 120 miles an hour, if you crash into me, I don't care what you do for a living. This says with good fortune comes responsibility.
Yeah, it's kind of
What about all of the other drivers out there? Are they allowed to drive 120 miles an hour because they don't have multi-million dollar contracts on their job? No, give me a break.
It's kind of an odd entry into that lawsuit, because it almost paints the picture that they're suing because he is
right,
of means.
That you should have known better, because with good fortune comes responsibility right, with your fame and wealth. I don't care if Tom Cruise crashes into me at 120 miles an hour. I don't care if the guy that delivers, you know, milk locally crashes into me at 120 miles an hour. We all share the responsibility on that road to not drive like a blank.
And something tells me, had his name not been Rashee Rice, he would have been tracked down by Texas authorities, been thrown in jail, and still be sitting there.
I don't know that it would be a $10 million lawsuit.
Today.
913-586-7798. We are back with much more straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wrapping up our conversation about the Rashee Rice civil lawsuit that I think we all knew was coming, two of the victims, apparently in two separate cars out of the six cars that were involved, are suing for severe injuries, including trauma to the brain, lacerations to the face requiring stitches, multiple contusions about the body, disfigurement, internal bleeding, and other internal and external injuries, quote, that may only fully be revealed over the course of medical treatment.
By the way, Petrovsky and Gromova were both in the same 2022 Lexus.
Oh, they were. Thank you. Thank you. So we know that he was alleged to have been driving around 119 miles an hour. He is currently facing a string of felony charges. But the one thing that bothered me about the way the lawsuit was framed was this statement from the plaintiff's attorney that says, despite his physical abilities and responsibilities as a public figure, Rice raced a high-powered vehicle through the public roads of Dallas, lost control, and injured several innocent people. It goes on to say the victims and bystanders of the carnage tried to engage the defendants, but they were ignored in the defendants' attempt to flee without responsibility. The lawsuit goes on to say, basically in so many words, that because of his fame and wealth and status as a public figure, he had prudence and responsibility to not cause this wreck.
How about just as a human being?
It lists in the lawsuit, because of his fame and wealth and responsibility as a public figure, he shouldn't have done this.
Bad move on the attorney's part.
I don't think they need that sentence in there. Let's go to Leanne in Clay Como. Hey, Leanne.
How you doing, Dana?
Hi, good. Hi, go ahead.
You're always there for me. I love it. Anyway, I've got it all figured out. this is a tragic situation that I think that is going to end up being a landmark case, if you will. The NFL needs to implement some sort of a program, a training class, like a GED class, maybe somewhat like that. It should be called With Fame Comes Responsibility. And if they're under a certain age, they have to go through it and get their little badge or get something.
Little gold star.
Right. And if they're older than that and they don't have to do it, if they do it, then it should become a status symbol if they go through it, a show of good faith. This is a tragic, serious situation, and I think that he's going to have to take the biggest hit of all. People could have been killed.
Oh, absolutely. And, Leanne, I'm going to cut you out there. It is a tragic situation. I'm not saying it's not. The word is avoidable.
Yeah.
Everything about what happened here was avoidable. Every single part of this for Rashee Rice was avoidable.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think they have something in the NFL when they sign these contracts.
Oh,
they have agents where they sit you down and say, don't do stupid blank like this.
Every single team has a gigantic PR team that will sit down with you and say, hey, just so you know, this is what's about to happen. Don't mess it up.
Then this all the time, Sam.
The problem is they've been fighting their entire lives to reach that day. So when they're in that office, sitting down, having that conversation, telling them to not be ridiculous, all they see is dollar signs floating in the room.
Let's go to Matthew in Independence. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hi. Good, good. Go ahead.
Can you say ambulance chaser? Someone's looking to go to the bank. If this was Tom or Jerry, you know, a couple hundred thousand, whatever their insurance paid out, that's it. But because of who it is, I mean, you know, it's astronomical. I had a complete rotation shoulder reconstruction back 20 years ago. I got $150,000. That's all I can get because that's all they had. And, you know, I don't care. The attorney, first of all, the attorney messed up also by saying because of his stature, what he does, blah, blah, blah. You know what? He's a human being. Driving is a privilege. It's not a law or something that says, you just go get a license, you're good to go. It is a privilege to drive just like it is to pay your registration. So that's all I got.
Matthew, thank you for the call.
Another interesting point from the text line. Do you think it's getting so much publicity and the value is so high on this lawsuit because of his tie to the villains of the NFL now? Because we are, whether we like it or not, the villains of the NFL.
I hate even thinking about the fact that that word is anywhere near the Kansas City Chiefs.
I agree with you.
I think you have to follow the money. And do I think that this is making headlines because of the players involved? Yes. Do I think it would be that sort of limit if these were not people with millions of dollars? No. If he didn't have a name that everyone recognized, it wouldn't be part of the lawsuit that because he has wealth and money and means, he sort of has some greater responsibility to the rest of us out on the road. I mean, that's what bothers me. I feel like the law should be applied evenly, quite frankly, period. You shouldn't drive 120 miles an hour during rush hour on a very busy freeway, number one. Number two, God forbid if there's a wreck, you shouldn't flee. Let's go to Kurt in Lenexa to wrap us up. Hey, Kurt.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dana. And Scott, wherever you are, enjoy it right now.
He is, I can assure you. I can assure you he is enjoying his life right now.
Yes, I know where he's at, too. My thing is this. I don't know which agent Rasheed has, if he's got Tom Condon or whoever, but I'm familiar with all those agents, and I know that he is probably doing the right thing by apologizing. Andy is tight-lipped about this, and so is Donovan and, you know, and also Clark Hunt. This may give us a little bit of a black eye to an extent, but he's doing the right thing by owning up to it. You know, he's a real man, not some of these other guys that are out there. And the other thing also is he is a sports, you know, he is a football player, and this has happened before, you know, depending on who it is.
Oh,
different teams.
This story is, we're up against a break here, Kurt. This story is as old as time, where someone in their 20s comes into a gigantic amount of wealth and notoriety and all of the things.
And acts like they're still in their 20s.
Acts a fool.
Yeah.
We're going to pivot here just for a little bit because I want to take calls on this as well. And I'm going to defend Travis Kelce here, but you're going to see this on social media tonight. Jason Kelce today has come out defending his brother who chugged a beer while receiving a surprise diploma. On April 13th, that would be Saturday, the former Philadelphia Eagles center, 36, defended his brother Travis in a post response to a fan who criticized the Kansas City Chiefs tight end for chugging a beer at the pair's, quote, commencement ceremony during the recent New Heights Live podcast event at the University of Cincinnati. So follow me here. Jason and Travis Kelce go to their alma mater. They go to Cincinnati to do their New Heights podcast. They weren't there for a graduation. And someone wrote on Twitter and said, doing what you did at a playoff game in Buffalo, chugging a beer, is one thing. But doing that at a college where at the time he got kicked off the team for acting like a blank probably wasn't the best idea. And here is Jason Kelce's reply. I know it looks like a graduation from the video. It was not. This was actually at the end of a New Heights Live podcast that we put on to raise money for the university's NIL to help fund money for kiddos who play sports for Cincinnati.
Yeah, to bring in better players.
The university did this to poke fun at my brother and I for never really picking up our diplomas.
Because they got NFL offers and went off to the big leagues.
And so, look, we got to choose our battles here, folks. Leave them alone. this was something fun. This was something funny. It's
when
not
was
like
the last time we had a legitimate commencement ceremony on April 13th.
Never.
Exactly.
Those are always in May.
So people saw this and immediately thought, oh no, they're ruining some commencement ceremony for thousands of kids who've worked hard to get their college diplomas. And now he's chugging a beer. It's, what kind of example
is
this?
Look, there are times when it comes to sports figures that there's a conversation to be had about behavior, Rashee Rice, who could have killed multiple people in that wreck. And there are times where everyone needs to just take a deep breath and realize that they were celebrating their own podcast live at that alma mater for which they were raising money for NIL deals for athletes at Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Everybody just take a breath. 913-586-7798. We are back with much more. Straight ahead, you're listening to Dana and Parks. Today is tax day. Apparently, H&R Block systems were down for a little while, but they're now back up and running of all the days. Really?
I did mine last night.
Oh, God. And then did you see or hear, I think in one of Dan's newscasts, that Jackson County says they are slowly back up and running since the ransomware hack took them out a couple weeks ago.
They opened up three of the offices again.
God.
I don't know how many their offices there are total, but the recorder of deeds, the assessment, and I can't remember.
It's going to be a great day for the recorder of deeds. Yeah. Everyone goes flocking in there to record the last 2 weeks of deeds. A couple stories we are looking to pass on, not necessarily looking to make this a topic. But Sam, you love this story.
Oh my gosh, I love this story so much.
85-year-old Idaho woman who killed intruder will not be charged.
Her name is Christine. She's awesome.
Sweet Christine. Because they say she committed a heroic act of self-preservation.
Mm-hmm.
The 85-year-old mother of a disabled son committed a justifiable homicide in Idaho when she shot an armed burglar who had sneaked into her home and threatened to kill her multiple times.
Yeah, so she goes to bed. She wakes up at 2 a.m. to this burglar. I don't know how he woke her up, but she wakes up at 2 a.m. He pulls her out of bed, threatens to kill her multiple times, asks where all of her valuables are. She denies having any valuables. He takes her to her living room and handcuffs her to a wooden chair.
Because she's now in the chair.
In the living room.
He's, by the way, is wearing a military jacket, a black ski mask, and pointed a gun and flashlight at her.
Yeah, so she's now handcuffed to the chair. He is still demanding, I'm going to kill you if you don't, you know, give up your valuables. Where's all the money at? Where's all the jewelry at? Because he's assuming, since she's 85 years old, she's amassed these values over her life.
Right.
Well, over time, this goes on for however long, but over time, she finally formulates this lie, and she's like, okay, there's some safes in the basement. So she sends him down to the basement.
Go down to the basement. My valuables are in the safe.
Yeah. And he's looking around, leaving her upstairs alone in the living room, still handcuffed to the wooden chair.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, the story doesn't get into it, but somehow she takes that chair, goes back into the bedroom, still handcuffed to it.
Like scooting along or
that's
like picking, like whatever,
it.
Like in a movie. Yeah. She's trying to get something that she can protect herself with while still 85 years old, while uh-huh. still handcuffed.
Goes back into her bedroom and grabs her .357 Magnum revolver. By the way, I'm not reading this. I've read this story so many times that it's just off my memory. She then scoots her butt back into the living room and sits there like nothing's going on.
Oh, my God.
She hides the revolver inside. You know how some couches have, like, the armrest cushion? There's a little space underneath it.
Yep.
She slides the gun into that space so that he can't find it and then pretends like nothing's going on. He comes back upstairs after finding her disabled son who was asleep downstairs.
Oh, God.
And he is very, very upset that she didn't tell him that her disabled son was in the house. He is threatening again, points the gun at her, puts it in her face. Then he goes into another bedroom to look for valuables. That's when she pulls the gun
out of the
couch. I was going to
say, when does she pull the gun? Come on.
Pulls the gun out of the couch and shoots him in the chest multiple times.
Good.
He fires back.
Oh, no.
Striking her, I believe, a half dozen times, if not more. However, her shots were more precise. He dies.
Good.
She sits there for 10 and a half hours.
Oh, God.
Until her disabled son wakes up or something. I don't know how he didn't wake up to the whole thing. I don't know what his disability is. And realizes that she is handcuffed to this chair, calls 911, and gets her help. She survives.
All right, so listen to the prosecutor. Any reasonable person would believe it was necessary to defend themselves or their disabled child under these circumstances. That Christine survived this encounter is truly incredible. Her grit, determination, and will to live appear to be what saved her that night. She was justified in taking any and all means necessary to defend herself and her son. Did you hear about this? We might bring this back up. We might bring this back later as a topic, maybe tomorrow. You heard that these two bodies were found. They are two women who are missing in Kansas, okay? They were in Oklahoma, and four people who look like they run the world's most gigantic meth ring. I'm not saying they do, but just I need you to have the mental image of what happened here.
Do they have summer teeth?
Yes, are now accused of killing these two women. And one of the reasons, Sam, I might bring this back is it appears that these two women were on their way for a custody drop-off.
Ooh.
Like one of those where you decide out of the safety of everyone involved, we're going to meet like at the Walmart, at, you know, whatever in between here and Oklahoma.
Right.
And then the two women did not show up. Like no one could find them. So police find their car. There's blood in the car. There's obviously been some kind of struggle. Now four people are arrested, booked into jail on Saturday, each for two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of kidnapping, and one count of conspiracy. They are saying that all of this goes back to some sort of custody swap gone horribly wrong. And one of the reasons I want to talk about this is people do this all the time. They swap in parking lots, they swap at police stations, they swap at Walmart. Like if you have a grandchild that you're watching, like, you know, people do this.
Oh, I had a buddy who his parents didn't get along. And so they would park on opposite sides of a Quick Trip. And my buddy would walk through the Quick Trip.
Oh, God.
To the other,
it's
the other side.
It's terrible. And it's making ABC World News Tonight pick this up. Because now it's looking like they may have known who it was that did this to them. Because they didn't make it to that pickup location. 913-586-7798. Stick around. When we get back, we're going to update you on the story that has so many local families so angry and so upset today. What appears to be the pending release of federal prisoner and sociopath Robert Courtney, who is accused of injuring and or killing hundreds, if not thousands, of patients, mostly cancer patients, in Kansas City some 27 years ago. Word is he will be free. He will be free soon. And we spoke with one of the head victims' attorneys about that case earlier in the program. We will have more on that straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Be Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.